Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Get the latest Browns news, I should say, from Browns practice throughout the week. Right now on our YouTube channel, Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game while featuring the best highlights from coaches and players during media availability, as long as on-the-field action. So subscribe to 92.3 The Fan's channel on YouTube right now. Get all the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the entire football season. He's also been covering guard stuff. There's good calf stuff up there as well from Daryl. He's been covering everything that's going on around Cleveland. So make sure you're seeing it on YouTube.
That's Dan Manigan. I'm Jeff Phelps. If you're coming downtown, listen closely. We have an issue.
So we've had a few major accidents this morning. I-90 East at the Carnegie exit was previously all lanes closed. They have reopened. However, there's still very, very heavy traffic coming in. So if you're coming in from the west side, you might want to take the Shoreway instead because 90 East is still backed up there. On 77 North at the East 14th Street exit, all lanes remain blocked there. So if you're coming up 77, don't even bother to find an alternate route because as of right now, I-77 North is still all lanes blocked, completely closed, getting into downtown.
All right. Good luck with that one. That's not good. You can cut over on 480 and come up 176. Right? That might not be a bad way to go if you're coming up from the south, or get off at the Brooksville Merge and just cut through the city.
Yeah. Find all of your back ways that you can think of. You can even get off at 71, cut 25th the whole way down.
Yep.
Take public transportation, the Rapid, if you're able to.
Public transportation does wonders as well.
Or pull off and go to a bar and pull up a television.
All of those are good answers.
We have all kinds of things going on today. Dylan Gabriel just spoke. Browns starting quarterback. We're going to check in with our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder, who was standing there when Dylan was speaking. Daryl's going to join us in just a couple of minutes. And the Guardians have to win today. That's it. They have to win today. If they don't, the season's over. And it hammers home why I just can't stand the three-game series, Dan. You play 162, any major league team can beat any other major league team in a three-game series.
100% correct. I can't stand it either. It feels like you just ran a marathon and you've decided that the best way to determine the winner of the marathon is on a 100-meter dash. It's two completely different races, two completely different ways to run, two completely different mindsets. That's where they are right now. And their solution is, all right, Chase DeLauter, get on out there. We've been in this position all year where we've been relying on people that we're not 100% sure are as good as they are, and we're just going to launch them into the fire and hope for the best.
You know the bad thing about it? You can't sit here and say, Chase DeLauter, Stephen Vogt's a moron.
Yeah, we can't play Aaron Boone.
You can't say that.
You can't scream at him like he's Aaron Boone and go, you left Giancarlo Stanton on the bench? You left Jazz Chisholm on the bench? Because those guys don't exist for the Guardians on the bench.
We're not going to hear this. Wait a minute. You left John Kenzie, Noel, Jonathan Rodriguez, and Angel Martinez on the bench? That's not gonna fly.
Speaking of total inside baseball, I'm 99% sure that Stephen Vogt told Austin Hedges, do not swing. Walk up there, hold the bat, do not swing. And I think that's how he got two walks.
There you go. Let's go to the... Let's check in with our man in Berea and our man for everything. He's Daryl Ryder. He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. D, we're bouncing back and forth today. We got two biggies going on.
And we would always tell Daryl to swing.
Hi, Daryl.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to race to get out of here to get to the ballpark for the game.
Beautiful. Drive safely. Just for the record, you are taller than Dylan Gabriel, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I can confirm I am taller than Dylan Gabriel. So,
and you're not six foot tall, right? Or are you at six?
No, I'm 6 feet even. So.
Okay. The young guy sounds like a starting quarterback. He says the right thing. I love the fact that he didn't answer the question, when did you find out? Because that could have led to, you know, stories that would have thrown Kevin under the bus. He also immediately said, oh, glad you asked about Jerry Jeudy, and just pumped hot air up his wide receiver, which I think is what you're supposed to do, right, Daryl?
Yeah, that's a veteran move on his part. So, and especially considering Jeudy is coming off a very rough game in which he did very little to help Joe Flacco keep his job, right? So I thought Dylan Gabriel handled it well. Let's put it this way. If he handles Sunday's game in London as well as he handled the questions today, the Browns will be in good shape.
What did you make of Joe Flacco saying he didn't see this coming?
Well, I mean, what's he supposed to say? I was expecting to get benched.
I mean,
yes.
Yeah, or maybe
he should have
played kind of crummy lately. I guess this isn't totally a shock.
Yeah, I just, I don't read too much into that. I mean, obviously any player doesn't expect to get benched or want to be benched or, you know, anything like that. So I don't read a whole lot into that either, other than just, you know, he knows where they're at. They're 1-3, as he talked about. They are 31st in scoring. They're 27th in total overall offense. They're minus in the turnover battle. So, I think that, he's no dummy. He's been doing this a long time. So I don't know that he's all that shocked by it. But clearly he's disappointed, as he should be.
Daryl Ryder joining us. Joe Flacco has thrown the second most passes in the NFL. He has the second lowest completion percentage. If you're Kevin Stefanski, are you having Dylan Gabriel throw that many passes?
No. No, not at all.
What are you going to do?
Run the ball. Okay. You know, get Quinshon Judkins 20 carries. Maybe get him 5 passes coming out of the backfield, but get him about 25 touches. Mix Dylan Sampson in there. Mix Jerome Ford in there. But, yeah.
Okay. You and I are on the same page.
All three of us are on the same page. So,
well, I mean, it's pretty obvious what they need to do, right?
Well, it is to us,
I mean, if the three of
Darryl.
Us can figure it out.
It is to us.
It seems to. How
hard
close?
To figure it out, no matter how hard they try to make it to figure it out. But, yeah.
How close do you believe we are to seeing Jack Conklin on the field in London, and asking because you're going to bring in a left-handed quarterback and it would be really nice to have a strong right tackle for a left-handed quarterback?
No idea. I mean, he's been day-to-day for 3 weeks. He's missed 3 straight games. And the fact that he said that Myles Garrett is day-to-day with the ankle injury, that's not great either.
Here's the thing. I know what day-to-day means. Day-to-day means that, like, I don't know, you're close, you're not that far away. It doesn't mean that you're weeks out. So Kevin Stefanski's and I's definition of day-to-day are completely different.
How close is Isaiah Bond to being ready to be a contributor on a steady basis? Because Cedric Tillman's out.
I don't think he's close, but that's just me. I've not been impressed all that much, but they don't have a choice, right? I mean, they have what they have, which isn't much. So, I certainly would not make that guy a feature, but they're going to have to. They're going to have to get him the ball. They're going to have to see if he can get on top of defenses and use that speed that they love so much. But, you know, that's just where they're at.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
If Daryl Ryder was the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, would you have made this move to put Dillon Gabriel in here?
No. I would have waited. I would have waited two more weeks till Miami. This is a short week. They're not going to have a full practice today. They got to hop on a plane and go to London tonight. They're going to have a walkthrough-ish type of thing tomorrow. They'll have their Friday practice Friday. Walkthroughs on Saturday. Like, this was not the week to do it, in my view, but and certainly have him come home and then travel to Pittsburgh, where they have not won a game in that building since the Clinton administration. Actually, it's like 2002 or 2003 in a regular season. I'm setting aside the COVID playoff game. I would have waited, but I did like the firehouse analogy that Dillon had when we talked to him. He said, buddy, you text him a picture of a firehouse with the doors open. You got to always be ready for the call. And the call's been made, so he's got to be ready. And they're really throwing him into the fire.
When you saw him in the preseason, you've seen him during practices, you've seen him in very, very limited regular season. What do you like about Dillon Gabriel?
Okay. He can evade pressure, I guess. I didn't like the pick when they made it. I did not like the way he performed during the off season and during training camp. He did, though, show you a couple of things during the preseason, but that's also the preseason. So I certainly rooting for him. Hopefully he is able to go out there and play well. Hopefully he's able to, stabilize the quarterback position, but I do feel like the height is an issue. I do feel that the Browns' offensive line and their tackle situation is an issue. So I don't know what to expect for him Sunday. I certainly am not expecting that he's going to go out there and just radically change the offense or radically infuse this offense with a bunch of yards and a bunch of points and things like that, only because I think that's unfair. He is a third-round pick. Like, let's not forget that. I want to be fair to him when it comes to my expectation. And right now, I honestly don't have a lot of expectation for him because I just don't think it's fair. But he is the starting quarterback, so I have to treat and evaluate what I say based on the fact that he's now the starting quarterback, right?
Daryl, if they have to make another change at starting quarterback, and I don't mean as a backup. I understand Joe's the backup. If something happens to Dillon, if he's ineffective, if he's injured.
They go back to Joe. Yeah. I don't think that the organization feels that Shedeur Sanders is ready for this yet. I think that's part of the reason why. It's twofold why Joe Flacco's the backup. Okay. One, it's the captain thing, the leadership thing, all that, right? And then the other part of that is that Shedeur isn't ready.
Okay. All right, buddy. Hey, you might not have heard there's some traffic issues downtown. So
No.
Yeah,
there's like two nasty accidents here.
You're heading downtown, right?
Yeah, I'm by the airport right now.
Okay, so. Well, just be careful because seriously, there are some traffic issues with highways closed. Make sure you're not on one that is.
Oh, well, which ones are closed? So I know not to go on those.
90 heading eastbound. So you might want to get off. You're coming up Berea. Get off 71 a little earlier before you get downtown.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll sneak over to 490 and get off at Broadway. How about that?
We're just here to help, pal.
You know what? I appreciate the tip. I would have had no idea. I would have been sitting in traffic all afternoon. So
we're looking out for you.
See, we look out for people on this show.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Big time assist on your part. All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.